So this morning I've decided to do one of my favorite things, and that is take part in a questionnaire. So CVs, spill it. Enjoy. One, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all like, 10 being exactly alike. I'm gonna say that I'm an 8. Just because I've tried to be very honest and real about who I am. But not everything I've done has been, from the perspective of someone in a chair. So that is why I'm reading myself under. And yeah. What's the story behind your username? So KitKat, I had once, so I took a cruise about 15 years ago of Alaska, and one of the boys I met on the cruise asked me if anybody had ever called me KitKat, just because my name is Kat, and honestly no one ever had, and so I really, really liked it. So that has always been in my mind and been a username that I like. So when I started posting, I didn't ever assume that I would get as involved as I have. So that's why it isn't something more sexual or. Honestly, when I first signed up, I didn't think that I was going to post until I started listening to posts, and then I was like, "Oh yeah, I like it." Oh. Anyway, so how many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. I only speak English fluently. I speak, tiny bits of Spanish, but that's only because of taking Spanish in high school and college. I've never been very good, and anything that I could say, I would probably missay it, or it would not be sexy at all. So, who's your celebrity lookalike? I have always been told that I look like Michelle Williams, since I was 13 years old and Dawson's Creek started. I have gotten that celebrity. So it's nice. I think she's pretty, but whatever. So yeah, but I have a pointy nose, and that's probably why. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? I don't think that anybody knows all of my secrets, or not one person knows all of my secrets. They're spread throughout any of my friendships that I've ever had, 'cause I don't feel comfortable with one person knowing everything and having all of that ammunition against me if it is ever needed. But yeah, so I think the person that knows the most about me would probably be my best friend, and she is someone that I can talk to about most everything, including sexual things. Let's see. I don't think you guys want to know many of my secrets, or if, honestly, you guys know a lot of my secrets. I think that you guys know more than a lot of people. So that's good. What bad habits do you have? I have a lot of bad habits. I am a huge, huge drinker of Diet Dr. Pepper. Honestly, I drink it like it's going out of business. I need to drink more water, and I think that is one of my biggest bad habits. My other bad habit is not letting people Honestly, I'm a person that easily pushes people away, and I think that that's also one of my really bad habits. Yes. Let's see. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. I actually, technically, I lost my virginity in the back of my car. It was very short, not even like maybe in for a second. We couldn't figure out a good way to really situate. It's what you do, what happens when you deal with someone with a disability. Anyway, so I'm gonna say that I actually lost my virginity on, it was Valentine's Day of a year. And I had been dating this person for a couple months, and actually, I'd only been dating him like 2 weeks. Shh, don't tell anybody that. Anyway, so we went out Valentine's Day, did all the couple stuff, which was fine, and then we went back to his house and, watched some IT Crowd, yay for British television, and then went and had sex. It was something that I regret now, but only because the person, he was a big asshole. So I do not love that one. How frequently do you have sex with someone else, with yourself? With someone else, I usually have sex probably every couple months, just because I am not in a serious relationship, or I'm not in a relationship. So I don't have that everyday thing. With yourself, I think that would depend on how what my mood is. Usually I mean, of course I'll do it whenever I'm in the mood, but it's usually a couple times a week. What is your biggest regret? My biggest regret in life is probably not being able to save someone who I knew needed saving. I had a family member commit suicide, and that was that was difficult, but I think that I wish I could have done more, and that is something that I'll always regret, but I was 15 at the time, and I was a child, what would you choose as your death row meal? Honestly, I'm very simple. Well, I don't know if that's simple, but filet mignon and scalloped potatoes, favorite. And then for dessert, Olive Garden's black tie mousse cake. It is incredible. Like orgasm in your mouth. Seriously. Cheesecake, chocolate mousse. Ah, nice. What is your favorite scent? I don't have an absolute favorite scent. Honestly, there are so many different scents in the world that trigger memories, and those are my favorite. Something that reminds me of something that's happened in my past, or of a person that I, knew or had some type of involvement with. But what I wear for a scent is DKNY Pure, which I love. I do. What would you choose? Oh, I already said that one. What do you wear to bed on a regular night on sexy time nights? On a regular night, I am just wearing, a tank top and underwear. Honestly, that would probably go to sexy time nights too. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? I only read in bed when I go on vacation. And that's because I don't have the convenience of my laptop. And usually, when I'm on vacation, I'm with other people And so I can't watch TV to fall asleep. So I read. I don't have a favorite author. I read a lot of different things, honestly. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. My most recent sexual encounter was actually right before I joined Reddit. And that's how I found out about Reddit. I was hanging out with a boyfriend at the time, and we were playing video games, and I excused myself and got some things prepared and went out to him, was like, "Hey, let's go have sex." Yes, I don't say it exactly like that. I'm a little bit more forthcoming, but or not forthcoming, but I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, we had sex and we were just laying in bed and getting ready for the next time. And because usually when I'm having sex with someone, I'll have sex more than once and we'll just lay in bed for a few hours talking and all of that fun stuff. And anyway, after we got done, he was showing me his Reddit because I love, 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 love finding out what turns people on and finding out what pleases them in order to more fully please them, for full the more fully please them. So anyway, he was showing me Reddit, and that's how I found out about it. And after he left it up. I was just, looking through it and, finding out what was this place all about. And I found Gone Wild Audio. And then I created the username KitKat, not thinking that I would ever use it as anything. Because if I had known that, I would have made my screen name more sexy or something. Anyway, what one word best describes you inside the bedroom, outside the bedroom? Inside the bedroom, dominant. And that's just with my previous partners. I would like to be more submissive, but in past circumstances, I've been the more dominant just because it's difficult sometimes when people who are able-bodied have never been with someone in a chair and they don't know how to handle the situation, so you kind of gotta take control. Outside the bedroom, quiet, very passive. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? I do not have any tattoos. I want a tattoo very, very badly, but I just cannot decide where. I know what I want to get. I want to get a Sacred Heart. I don't know if anybody has ever. Well, I'm sure people who are Catholic know what that is, but the last. So, the story behind it and why I want to get it. The last gift my mother ever gave to me was something called a Mary's Medallion, and it is. It basically is a Catholic. Emblem that someone named Saint Catherine basically had a vision of the Virgin Mary, and she told her to design this medallion. So that is why I want to get that. And yeah, my mother's no longer with me, and that's why. And then piercings, I only have my ears pierced. I've wanted to get my tongue pierced, but never had the guts. Have you ever come without touching your penis pussy? Yes, I have multiple times. Breasts, I've come from that. Honestly, I think there are so many different types of orgasms, and you can have a little orgasm. It doesn't have to be full on like screaming or squirting, all of that type of stuff. Although squirting is the most amazing orgasm in the world. But yeah, so I can have orgasms just from, holding hands with someone and thinking about them sexually and, what I'd like to be doing, or even just having sexual thoughts, I can still have a very minute orgasm. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? Yes, I would say I'm multi-orgasmic. I don't know the exact record for coming. There have been times when I've, not been as satisfied with the orgasms that I started out with. So I will, I'll play for 30 minutes, take a break, and then come back to it and just continuously play throughout the day. I'm a big porn addict. That's another one of my bad habits. I love porn. I used to watch a lot of porn before I came to GWA, but I have not been watching it as much recently, which is kind of sad. Need to go back. Not challenge myself to it. It just happened. I go with, whatever. I'm a go with the flow type of person. What is on your sexual bucket list? Honestly, fucking machines are definitely on my sexual bucket list. There are a lot of different toys I want to play with. Honestly, I think that also, since I've been on GWA and realized my love of dominant people and being a submissive, I want to have one of those in real life, one of those type of one of those types of partners. Someone who will control me and control my orgasms and hit me. I know. But yes, that's honestly, I'm very open to trying new things. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while having an orgasm. Well, I'm not gonna have an orgasm because I'm about to go to work. But I honestly, having an orgasm for me, I'm a huge, huge fan. Well, of course everyone is, but the build up, it's just like, this pressure building up inside of you, and then when you reach that point of climax and you release it, it's honestly the most amazing thing in the world. And when I orgasm, my body moves in ways that I can't make my body move. So that's another reason why I really not only like it, but I'm amazed by it. Really. It's, yeah. So that's it. I'm gonna go head to work now. Yay, save the world, nonprofit. I hope everybody has a wonderful day.